Hey guys, this is the official Steve Will Do It podcast, and it is brought to you by Happy Dad Hard Seltzer. If you are listening on Spotify and Apple, please rate this 5 stars. The full video is on my Rumble channel, rumble.com/Steve Will Do It. Before we get started, I want to shout out all these bars that carry Happy Dad: Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood, which is my Uncle Timmy's favorite place, Cigars International Lounge in The Colony, Texas, Joy District in Chicago, Rock and Rye American Bar in Boston, Massachusetts. There are more bars and places that carry Happy Dad Hard Seltzer, so go to happydad.com/find to locate a place near you. And guys, basically, just DM Happy Dad, and I'm going to be shouting out bars that carry Happy Dad every single week. Just DM proof and say, hey, Happy Dad, I'm carrying your shit, and I'll shout you guys out every single week. Okay, let's get into the podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Pfizer. Pfizer for obviously the vaccines and boosters. This podcast is also sponsored by FTX. FTX is a great crypto exchange. I store all my crypto on there, and yeah. So Selena, what's going on? Welcome, Selena, my producer. We have Donnie, my co-host. So what's going on? What's up?
I'm just really happy because we just moved to Vegas.
Yeah. So guys, we just moved to Vegas, and so far, I'm so fucking happy, but it's crazy, the spontaneous, crazy decisions I make. And did I ever warn you that we're moving to Vegas, really?
No. Not even a week's notice.
Not even a week's notice. It was an idea to move to Vegas to be closer to Kyle and John Shahidi and snowboarding, and it's cheap housing, and it just to renovate our places at Miami, because right now, Alex, my head, so we have 3 places in Miami, me and Sel. It's in the same building, 3 condos, 2 penthouses, 1 condo, 20 floors down. So basically we're turning 1 into a master bedroom. So 1 penthouse is just going to be 1 bedroom, that's it. 1 penthouse is going to be, you're going to have your room, the girl room, the Selena room.
I can't wait for that.
I'm going to have my room. To have a full-on gas station / dispensary, have a bunch of weed, bongs, glass shop. Like, I want a room that's just a full gas station, drugstore, weed dispensary, you name it. And it's going to be fun. And then my editor's old place is going to be a full gym. So, guys, we saw the house on Thursday. My parents saw the house. And then I told them, I want that fucking house. Give them a cash offer with, we have to move in next day. That's my condition. I have to move in next day. At first they said no, and then we said we don't want to do the deal. And then they said yes, and then we moved in Friday, and now we're living here, and it's fucking awesome. So sick. I love it so much. I have a casino to go to that's 20 minutes away that treats me like goddamn royalty. I go to the Red Rock Casino every single day to use the sauna and do cardio. You get dinner, you get a few blackjack hands in. Yeah. It's incredible. What else is there? Why do I like this place so much?
Things are moving fast. We're already getting the floors redone.
I feel like such an adult, like doing renovations.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
It's going to look amazing.
It's so awesome having a house because you're so happy having a house. Like, you're like, guys, this is like a fact. If you're in a relationship, make all the money, do all the work, and just buy them a house to have and have them cook for you and clean for you. And then it's amazing. Honestly, I know it sounds crazy, but you're like really being wife material. You're like cooking, you're cleaning, you're picking up everything. You're doing everything. I don't have to fucking lift a finger. Like, I just, when I change, I just fucking throw it in the floor and I go.
You don't do that. Okay.
I don't do that, but I do. I am kind of, I just like, you kind of pick up after me, everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do.
I know, it's fucking awesome. Like, I'm telling you,
you're happy because you slept on my cooking for so long, and I was like, just let me make a steak. You guys, today I made him a steak.
It was really good.
And he's like, he's so happy.
It was really good. Yeah, but you,
every day he's
you
like,
fuck. You made a great steak, congratulations, but you had 2 major fuck-ups, and I hope you can learn from this. I'm being serious. One, last night, you washed our blankets and you never like dried them. So I went to bed with one sheet and I was fucking super cold. And that was a huge violation. And then this morning when I was done for, I went to the gym and I called you and I said, yo, I'm going to leave here in 4 minutes. I'm just going to do 4 minutes left on the machine. And I'm super close. So can you make me breakfast right now? Can you start right now? I said that. And then I get home and you just started.
You gave me like less than 10 minutes.
I know, but
and
I'm
in
the
middle of something.
I'm on a tight schedule. So I have an issue when it comes to all this health things.
I know.
We just moved here and I spent $70,000 on a red light bed, $5,000 on a PMF mat. That PMF mat alkalizes your body, which is fantastic. Another $5,000 on an oxygen chamber because presence of oxygen is the absence of disease. What else I get? An ice bath and a sauna, or an ice bath and a hot tub. That's another $10,000. A sauna, I forgot what that was, like $4,000 sauna. So much. It's crazy. And I don't think of that money because that's like $100,000 just boom right away on health stuff. And I don't even think about that money.
It's I was about to say that's more than the floors.
Yeah. But it doesn't even I don't even account for it. Like if it's about health, because I just did the math and I spend $32,000 a month on IVs just for myself because I get the exosome IVs because I like to have my body not inflamed at all. I want my inflammation to be zero because when you get fucking all these fucked up things that happen to you, disease, whatever it is, cancer, you name it, anything that's bad for you, anything that is bad starts in a low oxygen inflamed area that's acidic. So basically the PMF mat, I know the basics. Basically to get a disease or have anything bad for you, it's acidic, low oxygen, and fucking inflamed. So those are the three things you need. So if you have max oxygen, which I do, if you're alkaline, which not as acidic, which I am at all fucking times, my all 32 trillion cells are fucking, that word's so hard, alkalize. And then what was the third one? Oh, I'm inflamed, and I'm not inflamed. My inflammation in my body is virtually zero because I do the exosomes or stem cells, IVs, every single month. And then, so that's $32,000 a month for me. And then it's another, my parents do the same thing. They do the same protocol as me, besides they might not get as many NAD IVs, but they spend a good $20,000-$30,000 a head for their treatments, which is crazy. So we're looking at like $90,000 a month just on me and my mom and my dad getting treatments. Pretty crazy. And then there's you.
Yeah.
But you don't do as much, but
I get like an IV a week or maybe once every 2 weeks.
It's crazy how if something really means that like a lot to you, it's like numbers and money don't matter. Like Donald here, living in fucking Vegas, everyone, we got told don't bring Donnie around because someone will shoot us for a Frenchie.
Yeah, which is just,
I was so stoned the other day and I was like, I hated that. I hated that they told me that in the grocery store. Because I was with Donnie and no leash. And then I wrote down in my notes how I need to start. And did I tell you, we should always keep $10,000 on us, right? $10,000.
I don't know.
I mean,
I feel like,
okay, that's a stupid idea. I mean, I don't know if it's a stupid idea. Okay. Think about it.
I don't know if we should tell people that.
Well, yeah, it's a bad idea, okay? If you're a robber and you're trying to get my dog,
yeah, they're going to be
like, yo, I'll just give you $10,000. Please don't take my dog. Please, please, please. Then they would probably take the $10,000 and
Donnie.
And Donnie, yeah.
But we should start carrying some self-defense. For real.
I'm always alert and ready to go. But I would love to have a gun with me at all times.
We should get you some brass knuckles.
I bought a samurai sword from the 1800s. Because in Vegas, they had that pawn shop, right?
Yeah, that was
I went
so
crazy.
Sick.
It's fun. Honestly, it's fun being able to buy whatever you please. Because we went in there and I fucked shit up.
Yeah.
I got a samurai sword from the 1800s for $6,000. I got a musket from the Civil War for $4,500. I got a gun, a revolver from the 1800s. So I was like, I asked him, I want a gun that the fucking guys use to duel, like where they draw and shoot, like Back to the Future shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else I get? I got a bunch of old money from the 1800s, 1900s.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. And so what I'm doing tomorrow, because we just moved in the neighborhood, I thought this was hilarious, is I'm knocking on, that you know that interracial couple we met?
Yes, they still have their Christmas lights
up. Dude, they're fucking awesome. So every time, there's this family that have like the craziest Christmas lights, and I drive by it every day in my neighborhood, and I'm like, I fucking love it. It pumps me up. Like, Christmas to me is just like,
all year round.
It's like cocaine. Oh, it just fucking gets you going. I don't do cocaine, but I'm just saying, like, it gets you going.
I
fucking love Christmas lights. So we went over there and we were talking to them, and it's a sweet interracial couple. Like, you just like, not trying to be crazy or anything. It's just two people that are completely different in every way. Like, the one guy is really old, is older, right?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They seem super fun. Oh my God. You know, I love interracial couples. It is beautiful. I guess I got him a Rolex. I'm gonna knock on the door. I have like a fruitcake, and it's like, I'm gonna say, welcome to the neighborhood. And then I have wrapped a Rolex, a musket from the Civil Wars. I'm giving him the musket. It's good because it's so sick. It's a fucking big ass gun. We can pop it up. Let's pop it up for the Rumble video. But it's a big ass gun with a sword at the end, so you can shoot your enemy, and then you can, you know, use it for like face to face combat. You can stab someone with it, and it was in the Civil War. And the guys at the pawn shop, they sold me so hard. This is the pawn shop from the famous TV show Pawn Stars. And they sold me on all these fucking things by saying, it's not about if this has killed somebody, it's about how many people this has killed. And they gave that, they said that about my samurai sword I bought and the two guns I bought. It's crazy. So I gave my samurai sword to my casino host because it's fucking amazing living next to the best casino.
Oh, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah, your birthday's coming up, and you told me that all you want is pots and pans. You did a woman joke on me. But, why'd you do that?
But I really mean it. That's all
that
I want.
That wasn't a joke.
What?
That's that wasn't a joke.
At all.
That's fucking...
I want, like, good quality pots and pans, like a whole set of them.
Good quality pots and... So if I don't get you anything crazy, you're just gonna... If I just get you pots and pans, exactly what you want, you won't be upset? Are you just so happy?
You told me you already had something planned, but I just, as a gift, I just want pots and pans.
Oh yeah, I lied at the time. I have an idea, but I did tell you that I had something planned.
And you don't?
I had an idea. I just made it seem like I was like, yeah, I had something planned. I mean, I'll get it done. Oh.
Sorry, I almost fell off the chair.
But I get anything done. I mean, I do the craziest things. Like this house, we moved into a house within one day.
Well, I would be happy with pots and pans, but
yeah. I'm going to do something crazy. Okay, I'm gonna get you pots and pans.
Maybe another Donnie?
No.
He's being so cute right now. Donnie loves Steven more than me. And he's
So does it bother you? This is a serious question. Does it bother you how much our dog, because you got Donald, so it's kind of your dog, and he always stayed with you, but does it bother you how that he likes me, like, way more than he likes you?
You guys spend more time together. And you take him to the gym, take him to stores. It's like, that's why. Look at him right now.
I take Donnie everywhere. So I'm sad that I'm getting told not to take him places. Like,
you should see
fucked
him.
Up. Dude, this is why we need fucking Dubai laws, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I can't... Like, I have to have security or I can't wear my watches or bring my fucking dog certain places. Like, it's such bullshit.
I know.
Like, in Dubai, like, if you do anything fucked, you get your hand chopped off. So no one does anything fucked. In Dubai, I wear whatever watch I want. Fucking bring Donnie anywhere. I don't know. It kind of bums me out.
Yeah.
Do you know that I bought a watch that is worth more than this house we're in? And this is $5,000. I was thinking about that earlier. This is a fucking, it's a nice house. It needs some work, but.
Like, you've bought one before, but you don't have it anymore?
Nah, I gave it back.
Oh, what was it?
That frosted gold AP, the rainbow frosted gold AP. That cost more than this house, yeah.
That was a pretty sick watch. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, at the height of its, when I bought it, yeah, it cost more than this house. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And then this watch right here, just, this house is just two of these, roughly. Like, two and a change.
Yeah, and all the cars are going to get here.
No, but it's just crazy, like, the real estate. I know I'm just ranting about this house, but I truly love this house. All right, so guys, I'm just going to keep giving you an update on my life. Right now, I'm in a weird situation, because I'm getting told, as you guys know, Steve will do it, part of the Nelk Boys. And, you know, I haven't really been in the Nelk Boys videos that much, but, you know, a big part of why I'm on the West Coast was to get with Kyle and him help me out on my things and me be more involved in Nelk. And like right now, it's crazy because I got from YouTube, I'm not talking shit about YouTube. I'm the position I'm in right now is I'm not allowed to be in your videos, Selena.
I know.
I'm not allowed to be in Bradley's videos. I'm not allowed to be in Nelk's videos. And they said you're not allowed. They didn't say that. They said, but if you're in these videos, then their channels are at risk for termination. But there's no rules on what you can and can't do. They can't tell me anything. So it's like, it's crazy that I'm getting so canceled. And it's like, I feel like I haven't done anything wrong. I'm so hated by some like old powerful people. And the thing is that really bothers me about that is all these people that hate me for whatever reason, if they ever met me in person, they would love me. If any of their family members or friends met me in person, they would love me because, and I say this, Sel, don't you agree? I'm very respectful to anybody.
Yeah, everyone does love you.
No, but I'm
elders.
Like, if I meet like an older, like an adult, like I respect my elders and uh-huh. I like, you know, my channel and this podcast, this is locker room talk. That's who I cater to. I like dark humor. I like not being serious, anything. So when I make videos or I make podcasts, the random person isn't supposed to be into me. I'm not making videos for you. Just like I am Shauna Ray, the TLC show with the 23-year-old trapped in the 8-year-old's body. That show is made for pedophiles, and I fully believe that. And that's who they cater to. That's why they're having a dating show. It's not even a dating. Like, this girl looks 8 years old, and she's going on dates with fucking 30-year-old guys. That's a show for pedophiles. Steve will do it. I make videos that honestly spread positivity. I do a lot of positive things, change a lot of lives. If anything, that influences people to do good, I believe. But I kind of just don't take anything too serious. I like dark humor, and I don't think that I deserve to be hated from that, from all these powerful people. Like, why do these powerful people hate me so much? Donnie. But it's like, why do these... I just want any of these powerful people that hate me, whether it's Facebook, Snapchat, Google, because no one likes me for some reason. Even Instagram. Try finding Steve will do it. You know, it's like, never made a dollar from YouTube, nothing. It's like, why do you hate me so much? Because I just want to let them know, if any of you guys met me in person, you would love me. And I say that, and I bet my life on it. And Selena, can you be honest? Don't you agree?
I do agree.
Like, when I film these videos, this is locker room talk. This is grabbing by the pussy. You get what I'm saying? This is nothing serious. Locker room talk. That's my audience. Picture my all my stuff is just a It's a locker room. When I make a video, it's a locker room. Once you watch it, you're in the locker room. This is locker room talk. Can't take me too seriously, right, Donnie? Didn't we have the craziest little interaction in Los Angeles? I don't want to say who this... Okay, I'm going to say the name, but bleep the name. Bleep the name, bleep it, because...
Every time we say it.
No, bleep this name, because what I'm about to say is worse. Like, this is... You should get canceled for this. But I think he's a fake dog lover.
I agree.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I don't know if you can guess who it is, but there's somebody that always goes, I miss my dogs. I love my dogs. I love dogs. And then you see them with their dogs. They do not love their dogs. Just leave them in a cage. Like, chat, can you love your dogs if they're in a cage for 22 hours a day? Like, Donnie, I don't even want Donnie to be alone for 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah, like home alone.
No, he could be
not
home alone.
Not even in a cage.
Like today when I went to my oxygen bath, it lasts an hour. I got an appointment. Me and you both went, we're not leaving Donnie alone. Donnie will lay down right next to my bath and sleep. No problem. That's what he did. Okay, imagine if I was just, I love my dogs. I miss my dogs. I love my dogs. I miss my dogs. And then just, I leave my dogs in a cage for 95% of their day, every day.
You come home after being gone for 8 hours and just pass them. They're crying. You don't even say what's up to them.
Pretty crazy. It's just as crazy as that. You see the Chinese balloon?
Yeah, I don't get what the controversy is. I think it's spies from China.
Yeah, apparently it's a spy balloon from China, and everyone's freaking out saying Biden should have shot it down, and he waited like days to shoot it down.
Oh, so but, it's like Biden's sus.
Yeah, but Biden said that he wanted to wait till it's over the ocean to shoot it down so it doesn't cause any civilian damage, which I think is fair. I just feel like no one would fucking do this to Trump. No one would fuck with Trump. And I feel like that's true because he's a fucking psychopath. And no one would fuck with Trump. And if... I've never heard of a spy balloon, but if a spy balloon is fucking with the U.S., I just don't think they would do that if Trump was in office. That's just my opinion. I don't know much about that, but that's what I think. People are freaked out about the Chinese fucking invading our privacy or spying on us. And then there's TikTok, and everyone knows that TikTok's fucked and, you know, listens. Apparently the TikTok terms and services are crazy. And basically, they have all our info. And you know your phone hears you and TikTok hears everything you're saying. Like if you say, I love fucking trains, then you'll see pictures of trains on fucking... Like, you heard about that. Did you delete TikTok?
No.
But you think that...
I remember when TikTok first became a thing and the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, I don't even use it. I'm going to delete it. But now I use it every day.
Yeah.
For the past, like, I don't even know how long.
Me too, and I feel like everybody that hears is TikTok is fucked and the Chinese are fucking poisoning us and stealing our data and those and fucking whatever. No one cares because TikTok's fun as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know what they would steal from me that would, like, be negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, listening to our conversations, like, what do we talk about?
I don't know. Donald?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
your TikTok, your feed really says something about you. It's just black guys.
And Frenchies.
Yeah, black guys, monster trucks, and Frenchies.
Monster trucks?
I was kidding about the monster trucks. But it's black guys and Frenchies, and it's like, what the fuck?
Hey guys, just speaking of TikTok, make sure to follow my TikTok, @SteveWillDoIt, and follow my hashtag on TikTok, #SteveWillDoIt. I love posting on TikTok. I post every other day. I love scrolling through TikTok. I don't give a fuck that the Chinese are spying on me and know everything about me because I want them to know everything about me because I want to know more about them because I love the Chinese. The Chinese also hates YouTube. YouTube hates me. So we're just friends by association. Plus, I loved them more, like before all this. So they're tight. I'm tight with the Chinese. And basically, the enemy of your enemy is your friend. So the Chinese, I welcome you to this podcast.
So I know we talk about getting our black belts and shit, but I'm sure you already have your black belt, but you...
I do not.
But that... I may try to submit and get my black belt and do that, but that's it's not something we both can do. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, if I want to get my black belt, you know, that's me, you know, doing self improvement and
honestly,
trying
as
new
long,
things.
As long as you get me my fancy pots and pans, then it's fine.
Are you joking? Are you? You're trying to be a character now.
What do you mean? You're not it.
I'm not being a character. So
what? So you're being serious? You're not being serious.
You know that black? You know the black chick on Bachelor?
There's a few of them.
The one that was like, I just want some validation from him. I got the rose from America, but I never got the rose from him.
Oh, the one that just showed up.
No. The one with the big,
with the
big tits, the natural tits with the edges. Yeah, with
how
the
do you know
wavies.
Natural?
No, because they look like yours. They do.
Okay, I don't know who you're talking about, but anyways, you like her?
Like, yeah, something like that. Just like get it done. But I hope we know we're on the same page. If I ever get my black belt, I tell you. But you can never get your black belt. It doesn't work like that. If you buy a house like this and I don't have to work and you make all the money and I can have and I get like...
I do have to work. I got to pick up. I literally have to follow you and pick up your trail.
So if you give me large amounts of money and let me buy whatever I want and give me and buy a house and you pay for everything and you pay for everything that I do, I will fucking pick up your fucking thongs and your and your vibrators and all that shit, and I will fucking clean it and I will fucking massage you and do whatever the fuck you want. I will be your bitch. But that's not what I want to do. I'm just saying, if there was a world where you had to do everything.
I do have to do everything because I still have to, do this podcast, right?
You got
to
be a producer.
I got to be a producer. I'm a full-time producer. I haven't uploaded on YouTube the past 2 weeks, but do that every week.
I think that's the podcast. I'm just trying to figure out my life. We moved to Vegas. We're having a fucking the time of our life. We're renovating. I've never done renovations before. I'm trying to figure out my life. I'm fucking, my business partners, I can't fucking be with them. Fucking best buddy Bradley, can't be with him. Can't do anything with you on video. So it's like, I'm just here by myself. And trying to figure out my life. I make Steve Will Do It videos on Rumble every single week. But I feel like the videos just, I haven't been like real Steve Will Do It videos. I really want to make good videos again. They're good, but they're like, before when I was making videos on YouTube, I just like didn't give a fuck about anything. I would just go crazy. But now it's just like, I don't know. I think it's time to get my life together. What do you think, Sal?
I think it's coming together.
It's coming together. Yeah. And the podcast could be cool. Maybe you guys can come with me on my journey through life. Cause this was like different. I'm kind of just updating you on what the fuck's going on. It's like, it's fucking crazy, dude. Just everything. I was so pumped to go and be with Kyle and go to Israel and all that shit.
You were gonna go to Israel?
No, I wasn't pumped about going to Israel. I was pumped about doing whatever Kyle was doing and just being, you know, just being like fucking in the game again and just having fun. Because, and then it's like, oh, Steve Will Do It can't be on the internet because we don't like Steve Will Do It because he's fucking whatever reason. Bunch of old people don't like me. But if these old people met me, like I said, I'm repeating myself, any of these higher up fucking powerful people at these $1 trillion companies, if they met me in real life, they would fucking love me. And I know even some of them we'd have locker room talk. Right, Sal?
Probably.
Don't you like locker room? Wait, are you speaking? Is that, you have the mic?
Yeah.
Don't you love locker room talk?
I find it interesting.
All right. So, we're going. Sal, let's go.
Oh. I gotta cook. I gotta make dinner.
Yeah, make dinner.
Yeah, what do you want to eat?
Steak.
And asparagus. Steven eats so healthy, it's amazing.
I just want steak. And then I'm just going to, I guess I'm going to go to the gym. And then I'm going to go, I'm going to the fucking UFC headquarters tonight.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So I'm going to go out. Dude, this is how crazy my shit. I'm going to the gym right now to work out with my trainer. And then guitar lesson, drum lesson. And then I'm going to go to the UFC headquarters to the gym again. Because it's like, it's so therapeutic. How do you say that word? It's so
therapeutic.
It's going to the UFC headquarters and going to that gym when nobody's there and everything going at fucking 10 p.m. at night. It's mentally insane. It's therapeutic, as you just said. Insane. I love you guys. I'm out. I'm going to go have sex with the hooker and gamble.
What?
No, I was just saying Vegas. Dario, I didn't mean it. Just like, you know, in Vegas.